Mayor Colleen Bonner served on the city council for 12 years prior to her election in 2013. She says her constituents are most concerned about open space and growth. She doesn't think issues have changed much in the 4 years she's been mayor.
No, most people don't want Midway to change at all. They want it to stay just like it is. And as much as I would love for that to happen, I think we've got good codes in place that will help it to grow carefully. And can we redefine some of those and make it better? Yeah. And so that's what we're doing right now.
This summer, a group of residents urged the city to put an open space bond initiative on the ballot for this year, and were disappointed it was not approved. Bonner says it's not a case of her opposing the bond. She felt the city wasn't ready to do it this year.
And it's not that I know that the citizens have to vote on stuff like that. It's important. And yes, we had a group of people who had done some work, but it was up to the city to be able to do that final leg of that. And we just didn't feel like there was time to be able to do it right and to be able to get everything else in the city done that needed to be done. And so we felt like it was better not to push it through and race it through, but to take some time. And we've formed an open space committee now, and they're going to be tasked with identifying and coming up with what a definition of open space means, so that there's a clear definition that when we put the bond out, people understand what their money's going to be used for.
Bonner says the loss of $500,000 in resort tax is a concern. It's due to the growth of development outpacing nightly rentals. She thinks they can make up for the loss in other ways, but not in building more resort-based developments. She says there is a lot of resistance to any sort of development.
We had a huge growth period in 2005 and 2006, which was about the time that this tax was first initiated. And so it's important that we look at that. I think we can figure out in our budget how to fix that. We are working and looking at some ideas. We would require right now roughly around 400 new hotel rooms if we were to try and keep that tax. We have areas that are zoned resort, but we get a lot of resistance for any new growth of any kind. And so I think we're going to have to find a balance.
Bonner feels good about her 4 years as mayor of Midway. She thinks building codes are in good shape and only need some minor adjustments.
I think I've done a good job. I think as a mayor and the council, as we've worked together, I think we've done a good job. We work really hard to look at the codes and to redefine things if we feel like they need change. We send things back to the Planning Commission all the time to look at, to help us to, you know, make better decisions.
Bonner sits on the Heber Light and Power Board, which in 2014 voted to give the general manager, Blaine Stewart, a $238,000 severance package after he signed off on more than $50,000 in fraudulent expenses by his CFO, Tony Furness. Bonner says she agreed to the severance payout because legal counsel advised them to make the payment and move on with reorganizing the public utility. Mayor Colleen Bonner is running for re-election in November in Midway. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.